Here we're talking about Wisdom chapter 11, verse 15. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you have ever heard of the book of Wisdom? Okay, some of you have, so you must have been a Catholic. Because this, you find this in the Catholic Bible. But you know, I read a lot of books, and this one here, I want you to think about this now. This has a tremendous message in it. Now, this is in a Bible with a book in it that we as normal Christians don't read, but if, uh-oh, what happened to it, Dave? Oh, he's going to put it back up there for us. The Book of Wisdom, it's a great book of wisdom, kind of like the Book of Proverbs, but look at this. In Wisdom chapter 11, verse 15 and 16, it says, "In return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them, so that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins." Now think about that. This young lady looked at me kind of strange when she read that. Let me explain this very simply to you. Let's say you're a young woman and you're 18 or 19 years old and somebody entices you to go out and a man tells you he loves you, but for you to prove that to you, he's got to have sex with you. And you're not married to him. Now, as a woman, man and woman of God, you know it's wrong to have sex out of wedlock, don't you? See, but you say, okay, you don't know these principles. Maybe you're a Christian, maybe you're not a Christian. It don't make no difference. So you sin sexually with your female parts. Okay, so you do this for a while, and then all of a sudden, one day, you go down and you got a strange little problem, and you go down and have a pap smear, and they say, you've got uterus cancer. You've got uterus. Isn't it amazing a young woman that 18 or 19 could come down with uterus cancer when they should never have uterus cancer, should they? Much less at 18. What part of her body was she sinning with? Her sex organs. What part was attacked? Her sex organs. Now then, let's say, what if you're lying? What part of your body are you lying? Are your throat, your tongue, your jaws, your teeth, and you start having tooth decay. You start having throat problems. You start having laryngitis and can't talk. You're talking evil about somebody. You're around here telling dirty jokes. Always comes down with here. In other words, look at what that says. So that they might learn that one is punished by the very things by which one sins. Isn't that amazing? You know, we never put this together. We just seem like we never put this together. Is this why we have these things come upon us? And so, but there it was very clearly in the Book of Wisdom in the Catholic Bible. So it's, and of course I'd already learned this. By the time I run up on this in the Catholic Bible, and of course I had to study the Catholic Bible, you might say, well, what were you doing studying the Catholic Bible? Well, I was asked to come to Ireland to speak to a bunch of Catholics. And so if you go to Ireland with people that hate the King James Bible, what Bible are you going to use when you go over there? The King James or the Catholic Bible? I mean, only common sense would say use the Catholic Bible, right? So a man bought me a Catholic, good friend of mine, that comes to my church a lot. He bought me a Catholic Bible and said, Thurman, here, this is one of the best Catholic Bibles there are. And so on the 8 or 9 hours between here and London, I kept my nose, that table up there and that Bible out, and I was highlighting, marking scriptures all over that Catholic Bible, all the way over there. So when I got there, when I opened it, it was marked in it somewhere. So they thought, man, this man's been in this book. Well, I had been for about 8 or 9 hours. But I had a lot of marks in it. And so when I got there, there was a Catholic man picked us up, and they told me, said, now, he's going to be the most difficult to convince with the things you teach. So this man picked me up and Cheryl, and he's driving us 35, 40 minutes. And as soon as we get in the car, he said, sir, I want your opinion on something. I said, okay. So he quoted and asked something and asked me for my opinion. I said, I don't have any opinions about anything. He said, what do you mean? I said, I only have answers from the Word of God. So I opened the Catholic Bible and I read a scripture out of the Catholic Bible that answered his question. He said, that's a Catholic Bible. I said, absolutely. And so we drive down the road a little more. He said, well, I would like your opinion on this subject. And he asked me another question. I said, I have no opinions, but I'll answer from the Word of God. I did that all the way home. When we got home, I sat there. Now, we'd already been up for 20 hours. But we sat up another 8 hours with him and his family. And he asked me questions until about 11 o'clock their time that night. And finally, 11 o'clock, he said, you know, we got to go to bed. But he said, you know what? I ain't never seen nobody like you. He said, every time I ask you a question, you have an answer for it from my Catholic Bible. Well, now see, they have trouble arguing with their Catholic Bible, right? If this is a book you're carrying to church, then if I'm giving you an answer out of the Bible, and it's a Catholic Bible, what are you going to say? Oh, that's the King James. I don't believe that nonsense. No, this is a Catholic Bible. But you know, the Catholic Bible and the King James, there's thousands of words in them and verses that are exactly the same. They're almost exactly the same. There's just a few extra books in the Catholic Bible, and there's a few extra scriptures in some books. But hey, they just took it out, whereas the Catholic people didn't take it out, or they added something to it. But anyway, it's got some good stuff in it. So if you're going to try to convince somebody of something, you need to do it with a book that they believe is the Word of God, right? And since the King James is the Word of God, the Catholic Bible is the Word of God. Now, there is a lot of translations out there today that a lot of people tell you that they're not good. And it's one. I mean, some people will tell you that the NIV is not any good, but there's some good stuff in it. There is a lot of stuff missing. Some people will tell you the NLT is absolutely not a good translation, but if you read it with the King James, it's a very good translation. It's very easy to read, but don't just read just the NLT. Don't just read just the King James. There's some people today that can't read the King James and get the context of the message. You know that, don't you, brother? I mean, you can read it and read it and read it and read it, and you don't get it. But somebody gives you an NLT and you read it and say, whoa! And you read that and you turn over and say, well, you know, that's what that's saying. Now see, that's the way we ought to study this book. But that's why the Lord told us to study this book. Okay, this is a great scripture here in Wisdom 11, 15, and 16. So you might learn that those things which you sin with is what you're attacked with. Okay, now it says in verse Deuteronomy 28, 58 through 61, or well, whichever one we're going to go with here. And look at this one. Which one are we going to settle down on with, Dave? Okay. So I don't know which one we're going to. He's got this. Okay. We're going to stop on that one. Okay. We're going to stop on Proverbs 26:2. And I've quoted this thousands of times to lots of people. But it says, like the sparrow in her wandering, like the swallow in her flying, so the causeless curse does not alight. Now, let me ask you a question. What does that mean to you? See, I read it a lot of times, and I didn't understand it. But let me explain to you what that means. In other words, a curse without a cause can't come upon your life. Or what I'm trying to say, or what God's trying to say there is, let's say this son of God sitting here on the front row, this young man that's sitting here, he is although he's an older man like me, he's still a young man to God, right? You're still one of God's sons. So you're one of his little babies, right? Absolutely. Now then, as a God father with a little child, as long as this little child is obeying him and doing what he says, I wonder how often he would get the switch. How often would God spank him? No. I mean, if you had a little son and he did everything you told him to do, would you ever give him a spanking? No. Absolutely not. And when you have to give him one, you don't want to, do you?
No.
Really. You usually let him drive you to the end of the limit, right? Before you finally do it. But you know, I mean, I think about, just to give you an example, I just watched at the dinner table just recently, Dave and Aisha, of course, their little children, little John, was laying there beside his mother on the little bench and was eating. And, of course, he started kicking and doing all kinds of things. She said, John, put your feet down. Well, he didn't. He looked at her. He heard her. But he didn't do it. He just kept on kicking. She said, Dave, would you hand me the switch? He immediately pulled those feet down and sat up. Now, I wonder why. He he'd been there before, hadn't he? See, now is that the way we work? See, now, but will we put our parents to the test? Oh, yeah, we do a good job at that. We want to find out. But now, we do God that way, too. And when we do, he gets a switch out. So it's amazing. But this curse, causeless, will not come upon you. In other words, I've done a teaching, the six kinds of curses, or I've got a couple different teachings on the curses and the blessings back there, that if you've not heard those, you might get those teachings. They're on CD, DVD, and I think even cassette. But it's all about curses and blessings. And it's hours of teaching about why you're sick and why you're not sick and why things happen to us. Okay, let's go to another one of these, Dave, right quick, if we can. This one, we got Exodus 15:26. Now, I want you to look at this and see if this says the same thing to you it says to me. It says, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, obeying His commands and His laws, then I, God, will not make you suffer the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now then, first of all, who is it that is sending this sickness and disease? Who? Who's it say? It said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, obeying His commands and His laws, then I, God, will not make you suffer the diseases I, God, sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who healed you. Is that what it says? So who sent sickness and disease upon us both? God. Now, the thing about it is, God speaks the curse, and who is it that really makes you sick? The devil. Yeah, that's where you were right. The devil, but who tells the devil to go get us? God does. Absolutely right. He's in control. When that, this is something that took me a long time to find out. Now, as I studied the scripture and everything and read this, I used to see people trying to cast out demons. I mean, when I finally went to a Pentecostal church or an Assembly of God church, of course, when I was in a Baptist church, you know, we didn't even talk about demons.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.